Idiotology 101 with Linton Taco.
Well, that is Rock Station 101 WJRR. This hour of the show is brought to you by Nations Trucks, 1792 in Sanford, a mile south of Lake Mary Boulevard.
You need a truck, that's where you go. Hey, if you didn't get a vote in yet for You Say It, We Play It at the JRR Facebook page, if you could do that, please do. Three songs up right now from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Those two. Smashing Pumpkins. You know why I said that?
Because
the page wasn't open and I'm scrolling as fast as I can to get there.
That's all
right. Well, I just have to be honest.
It's a good guess.
I made it there. Smashing. Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins.
Sorry, behind the scenes comment.
Smashing Pumpkins, three songs. You have Cherub Rock, Zero, or Mayonnaise. Somebody who votes. Oh, you know what you're going to get? You better believe it. You're going to get a four-pack of one-day tickets to check out the Central Florida International Auto Show. A little incentive to vote, JRR Facebook page.
Yesterday, more than 100 people who were fishing had to be rescued after a large chunk of ice broke free on a lake in Minnesota. So they're standing on the semi-frozen lake fishing.
Yeah.
And ice broke off, and they just started drifting out. It was like 100 people on this lakeberg.
I don't think if it was semi-frozen.
Is that a word? I just made it up. Like,
it's just iceberg.
I'm not 10% frozen tundra.
No, it's just iceberg.
Although I should be.
Why?
It's because I'm partial to cold weather.
Yeah, true that. If you had a choice to go fishing on semi-frozen ice, and you saw a spot with 100 people on it, would you go there or over somewhere else on the lake?
No, the area that they were on was solidly frozen. I mean, multiple inches of ice had formed. It was adequate.
Yeah, they're still having to drill through and do their fishing.
They were fishing into the water.
Oh,
it's just that the ice broke off and this large piece just started drifting out. And, you know, the lake water's a tad bit cold in Minnesota come this time of year.
I was thinking they could just consider it trolling and cast behind you and just drag it as you float out.
Suppose that.
But if you're getting wet and cold with that water, you're not thinking about trolling.
Sailfish there?
I don't think so.
Marlin?
No, you're getting like, what are those things
called?
Walleyes. I had the whole visual, too. Look, I'm doing it with the hands going like this, going, walleye. Yeah. So they rescued him.
You give me points for coming up with walleye?
That's pretty solid. It only took you a saltwater fish before that.
Listen, even I know that there aren't sailfish in lakes in Minnesota. That would just be dumb.
Yeah.
Although entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, it would be wild. Hey, you're just out hanging out. You keep fishing with your kid, teach him how to catch some little brim or crappie, whatever they call them
Holy
up there.
Crap. I think he's got a sailfish on. Kid.
Wow, Junior. That's a marlin. Hey, how did they get rescued? Just a boat came out? And got
They created a temporary ice bridge. They were able to lay something across to allow the folks to walk from the large chunk of ice that had broken away.
Oh, okay.
Back to the landmass. Well, we've got a new study that debunks pretty much every other previous study that says, you know, people who are generally brighter than the average individual tend to be night owls. This study says it's the exact opposite. They believe that morning people overall are smarter.
Okay. So there was a whole group that thought night owls were smarter?
Well, that's always been a school of thought that just creative, intelligent folks tend to be up at all hours.
Staying out at the bars and getting their fruitful juices rolling.
Not those type of intelligent people, you know, bookworm type intelligent.
Not Steve and Charlie who are solving the world's problems. And then the next morning they go, what were you talking about?
Like Einstein, I sleep 30 minutes a day, you know, anyway.
So morning people are smarter.
According to this study, so if you consider yourself a morning person.
Done by a morning person.
Probably, yeah. So it's out of Canada, too, so I don't know. I'm at a loss to even begin to explain what got this going, but it's pretty damn funny.
What is it?
Apparently, people are showing up online with video clips of them wearing various types of helmets while attempting to play Back in Black from AC/DC.
Was this all spawned from the guy in the Raiders helmet yesterday driving with his kid?
No, completely unrelated. This apparently, the new viral trend is you get someone to stand next to you with a frying pan and hit you in your helmet while you play Back in Black. Ow. These videos are all over the place. This particular one you just heard, it's some dude wearing a knight's helmet
and getting whacked in the head by a frying pan.
Yes.
This is genius. Hey, you know, little dog on all these little TikTok things and whatever. At least this is Back in Black. At least they chose something cool. And they're doing something cool. I mean, not cool to do, but to watch. So, I got to look for this.
Oh, hold on. One more time. Tell me you wouldn't be, if you were the one asked to wield the frying pan, that you just wouldn't be so tempted.
Well,
really rare back. And
but how do you keep playing after you just, because that sounded like it hurt.
Well, this guy has the protective knight's helmet on, worn during jousting and such activities.
Yeah, but that's for a joust, which is pointy. This is a frying pan. Oh, I'm trying to YouTube it. I'm doing Back in Black.
Helmet smack.
Helmet smack. I just spelled helmet like the band.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Same spelling.
I wasn't sure.
What is the other? What's the alternate?
Was doing a hook. Dude, that looks like Gamble.
They all look like Gamble.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my God. He's railing him in the... See, he... Wow. The youth of today, we're screwed. I'm really sorry.
But you said, though, after that they at least are using Back in Black. There is a shred of hope.
It's a small shred after watching that.
Well, if you think that's dumb, this is...
And 14 people liked it. Which means there's 14 other dummies. What now?
I was going to talk about this other guy who, I don't know why he would even spend the money to do this, but he thought it'd be funny at his work, the work fridge. His deal was pretty much every day for a month, he kept adding a brick of cheese in the work fridge refrigerator.
And just
a wrapped up brick of cheese.
Like a little wheel of cheese?
Or no, the square ones that you would cut up and...
Oh, okay, like a little block, yeah.
Yeah, block of cheese.
And he'd just leave it?
He'd add one every day till at the end of the month there's all these blocks of cheese. And we're just waiting to see if there'd be a reaction. He goes back to add the next block, and they're all gone. They were either stolen or thrown out.
It's cheese. I mean, of course. Well, wouldn't you take it?
You got to think the workers in the office are like, I like cheese. Is this like
free cheese? Is this like cheese of the... No, it's like the cheese of the month. You know how they do like the...
What?
Don't they do that? Like around Christmas time, they do like the beer of the month.
Is there a cheese of the month?
I think there might be. like in the, you know, like for the holidays. Like, oh, you know what?
Damn it, not Gouda again.
Let's get Brian beer of the month stuff. He liked that, wouldn't he?
Dude.
And then all of a sudden they go, I think that Tommy would like cheese of the month.
Did you ever? Did anyone ever give you that beer of the month gimmick?
I've heard it's not the good, not the best.
God,
there is a cheese of the month club. Cheese of the month club, perfect gift for friends. Yeah, that you don't like. They're called enemies.
Miss the Lynch and Taco Show this morning? Check out the daily podcast anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Download it for free at WJRR.com.